views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call. Take the leap with Rudy Racine as you listen to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series. This show targets anyone looking to advance their careers and further develop their leadership skills. Rudy Racine is a certified coach, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and the founder and CEO of Higher Learners. In this show, Rudy will introduce listeners to professionals and executives in a variety of industries while discussing the challenges that tend to stand in the way of career growth and advancement. Learn how to craft your personal definition of success with the right mix of focus and motivation. Higher Learners is putting minds to work.
What's up, everyone? This is Rudy Racine, and you're listening to the Higher Learners podcast on Transformation Talk Radio, where every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific, we discuss topics that help you sharpen your professional skills to help you get to the next level in your career. So on today's show, in the next hour, we're going to talk about my trip to Haiti. I took a trip recently to the beautiful country of Haiti, where I'm from. And I haven't visited Haiti in over 30 years. So, you know, this was my first trip as an adult to Haiti. I don't really remember anything from my childhood. So this was an experience, to say the least. And to make this episode continuously still focus on leadership topics, I'm going to talk to you about some entrepreneurs, some leaders, some CEOs and company founders that I was introduced to while on my trip to Haiti. I was out there from July 1st through July 11th. So that was almost 10 days. And it was an experience to say the least. I loved every minute of it. So during this next hour, I'm just going to share with you some of the people that I encountered, some of the experiences that I had, and just some amazing characteristics that I was, privilege, you know, I had the privilege of really interacting with while out there. So, you know, the story starts July 1st. I took a cab at 3 o'clock in the morning. I actually took an Uber pool, at 3 a.m. I will probably never take an Uber pool again after this experience. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but let's just say at 3 a.m. on my way to the airport, in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, which is where I reside, since I took the Uber pool, thinking that nobody takes Uber pools at 3 o'clock on a Saturday night, little did I know that, that's when everybody's coming home from the club or from bars. So there were three drunk passengers in the back seat, and one of them decided to throw up. And when the Uber driver decided to check on the passenger, another resident of Bed-Stuy decided to pick up, grab his cell phone from the car. So, and run off. So that was the introduction to my vacation. I made it to the airport in time, flew to Haiti, spent a beautiful day in Port-au-Prince. Then I went to Pétionville and spent a day at a family friend's home. So now, all right, going into the leadership stuff, I don't want to ramble and bore you. But one of the first leaders that I encountered in Haiti was a street vendor. His name was Metelus Jorel. All right, Metelus Jorel. He sells street art, and he was actually stationed directly across the street from the hotel that I was staying at on my second night in Haiti. I stayed at the Best Western Hotel in Pétionville, Haiti, and the service was impeccable, I must say, about that hotel. But the street vendor, when I arrived at the Best Western, when I'm getting out of the car, he came up to me. He was like, "Excuse me, sir, you know, I'm selling some art." And this was all in Haitian Creole, by the way. But he tells me he's selling some art across the street. He really wants me to come see some of the art. Now, I'm just checking in. I didn't really have time to look at his art, but I promised him that I would, right? So I forgot to go on the first day. My bad. You know, I check into this new hotel. The hotel was beautiful. I forget to check out his art. And the next day, I'm leaving the hotel. And as I'm walking out of the hotel, Mr. Metelus Jorel, the vendor of street art, comes up to me and he's like, excuse me, sir, you never came to me yesterday. And that's one of the first characteristics I want to talk about on this show, right? For a leader. So it's persistence and not being afraid of the answer no, right? Like failure is information. But, you know, as I've mentioned on previous podcast episodes, when you get an L, right, there's two definitions of the letter L, and you decide which definition you take, right? And what do I mean by the letter L? It's either a loss or a lesson, right? So this street vendor, even though I promised him that I would come see his art on the day that I checked into the hotel, even though I didn't show up, when he saw me, the first thing he did when he saw me was to come and ask me to come take a look at his art again, right? So that persistence, that entrepreneurial passion and drive to really make his business a success was what led me to, you know, I told him, I said, hey, listen, I gave you my word, so I'm going to follow through. And I went across the street. I looked at the art, and it was really beautiful, beautiful art. If you want to get an idea of what the art looked like, check out my Instagram page. You'll see photos and videos from my trip to Haiti. My Instagram page is at Rudy Racine. So that's RudyRacine. You'll be able to see some of the art that Metelus Jorel was selling. So, all right. So the persistence was key. And I'm going to continue the story because I think it's a good one. So Metelus has this beautiful art. And for those of you that know me, that are listeners, you know, I live in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I live in a one bedroom apartment and I have art all over my apartment, almost too much art. You think for a one bedroom apartment, you think I would have just a few paintings, but I have a little too much, a little overload. But I really wanted to help this guy, right? He's an entrepreneur, business owner. This was his business. His art is his business. So I wanted to help him. So I told him, I said, listen, man, I have an Instagram page. I have a couple of followers, not many, about 800 followers. But I said, I'm going to take a video of your art and I'm going to give I'm going to basically show some of the art that you're selling, and I'm going to give my followers an opportunity to buy art, you know, Venmo me money. I'd buy the art, and then when I bring it back to the States, I would give it to them, right? And I said, I can't make any promises. I don't know all of my followers, but I said, if someone does bite and someone does pick one of the paintings that you're selling, I'll buy it from you and I will bring it back to the States. So he was very happy that I did that. I felt good about doing it, but I still wasn't sure if it would work out. All right. So I do this little video on Instagram. I post it on the gram and I decide to take a walk around Haiti. So I walk around Pétionville. I end up at this park, which is around the corner from the hotel. I watch some of the Haitians in the community playing basketball. If you go on my Instagram page, you'll see a video of this guy knocking down a three-pointer. You know, I only got a shot of him knocking down one three-pointer, but he knocked down like six in a row. But yeah, so, all right, I keep digressing. Sorry, listeners, but trust me, I'm taking the story somewhere, so just stay with me. So, you know, I go play ball or watch them play ball. I didn't have sneakers, so I couldn't play with them. And when I get back to the hotel, I connect to Wi-Fi, and I got a bunch of messages from people saying, hey, I want to see these paintings. Let me check out these paintings. And I'm interested in buying some. Fast forward, I was able to help this entrepreneur, Metelus Jorel, sell seven paintings. He made over $300. You know, he was extremely generous in his negotiation. I still, you know, when I was negotiating with my friends and followers in the States, I wanted him to make money. So those of you that have visited Haiti, you'll find that there might be some street vendors that sell their art at a severely discounted rate. I wanted him to make money. This was many of the pieces that he was selling were his own art. Some of them were paintings that he did not draw that he was selling, but the majority of the art that was being sold was his art, and I wanted him to make that money for himself. But I also wanted to make sure that the people in the States were able to get that art. So lo and behold, this guy sold over $350 worth of art on that day, seven paintings, beautiful art pieces. And the result of his persistence, it was the result of his persistence. It was the result of him not being afraid of the answer no. So that was one of the first entrepreneurs, one of the first leaders that I met with in Haiti. And I felt the need to, it was on my heart to share that story with you on this podcast, because I know a lot of you are business owners. Some of you are leaders. And oftentimes we're afraid of failure. We're afraid of hearing the answer no. So I wanted to share that story just to kind of give you an idea of what was going on out there and my first day's experience, right? So the next example, is a friend of mine. He's actually one of my frat brothers. His name is Samuel Darguin, right? Samuel Darguin is one of the co-founders of the Haitian American Caucus. And he is, you know, as the co-founder of the Haitian American Caucus, the Haitian American Caucus actually opened up a school in Quatrebouquet, Haiti. So I was able to hang out with my frat brother, Sam, and he invited me to come take a look at his school. And after this next break, I'm going to tell you about my experience visiting the school. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about my experience visiting the school, which was opened by the Haitian American Caucus. And I got the tour by my friend and frat brother, Sam Darguin. So stay tuned. We will be right back. And before we go to break, just once again, if you want to see pictures or some video, check out my Instagram page. This is my personal Instagram page, which is at Rudy Racine. That's RudyRacine. And you're listening to the Higher Learners Podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you are ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
All right, we're back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine. Once again, this is a show that we air every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Pacific. So mark your calendars, circle the date on the calendar so you can make sure you tune in, and be sure to download the episodes if you miss them live. So what we're talking about today, we're talking about my trip to Haiti. I visited Haiti for the first time in over 30 years, and I was exposed to just so many amazing people, a beautiful country, and some really fun stories. So I'm sharing some of the stories on today's episode. And the theme is really just some of the leadership characteristics that I was exposed to while out there, and some of the founders, CEOs, leaders, and professionals that I interacted with. So the next leader that I'm going to talk to you guys about His name is Sam Darwin, right? So shout out to Sam. He's actually going to be a future guest on the Higher Learners podcast. We just got to pick a date and figure out the time, but be on the lookout for that. So Sam, as I said, is one of the co-founders of the Haitian American Caucus, and they are in the process. They're not in the process. They opened a school in Quatrebouquet, Haiti, but they're in the process of expanding and growing this school. And it was amazing because I linked up with Sam on my third day in Haiti, and you know, we had a conversation about his career path and how he decided to kind of take this path of starting this school in Haiti with his co-founders. And he invited me to take a tour of the school in Quatrebouquet. So I jumped on the opportunity. What better way to be exposed to my native land than to kind of see every side of it? And seeing this school was a perfect opportunity for me to get some exposure to some of the children and what the children are facing and experiencing growing up in Haiti. So I took Sam up on the offer. He sent the driver to come pick me up at the hotel, drove me about 45 minutes out into Quatrebouquet, Haiti, which is actually where my dad is from. Shout out to my dad. I don't know if he's going to listen to the show, but if he does, hi, Dad. So I get to Quatrebouquet, Haiti. I get to the school, and Sam gives me this tour. And when I tell you the amount of energy and focus that these kids had, the kids were amazing. They were so excited to see me there. They were so excited to see Sam there. And the leadership characteristic that I saw from Sam was just passion, right? He was extremely passionate about what he was doing for Haiti, what he was doing for the kids. And he was extremely compassionate. The guy has an amazing vision. He really wants to impact the youth in Haiti and provide them with a space to learn and almost learn like, you know, some of the students in the States learn. And when I was able to take this tour, and as I said, if you go on my Instagram, you'll be able to see some of the photos and videos from my experience doing that tour. But the Haitian American Caucus and Sam Darwin, they're just doing some amazing things. And that compassion and passion and that desire to do more for others than yourself, those are some real leadership characteristics that I think we talked about in a previous episode where I talked about just the five keys to personal and professional growth. And Sam Darwin and his team out there are really examples of what you can get from that. So, you know, he opened up the school. It was an elementary school. And now they're in the process of opening up a high school. And they're raising money to open up this high school. He gave me a tour of the high school. The space is awesome. They just bought some extra land to create like dorm and or housing for some of the students there. So I really encourage you to check it out. But as I said, for Sam, I'll let him tell you his story, and I'll let him tell you about the school. But the characteristic that I wanted to showcase about Sam was just his compassion, his willingness and desire to do more for others than himself, and the passion about just his mission, the mission of the Haitian American Caucus. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the Haitian American Caucus, you can actually visit their website. It's www.wearehac.org. You can also check them out on Facebook, Haitian American Caucus Haiti, or LinkedIn, Haitian American Caucus Haiti. So check them out. There's more pictures and information on the school if you want to learn a little bit more about that. And Sam Darwin, his last name is spelled Darguin. He's one of the co-founders. Another co-founder is Sam Pierre. Just some really amazing guys doing some great work. So, all right, that was day three in Haiti, right? So I take this tour of the school, the Haitian American Caucus school. And then after I leave the school, the driver drops me off at another resort in Haiti called El Rancho, where I continued my trip. I stayed at a different hotel or a different resort. And this was also located in Pétionville. And this was actually where my tour of Haiti started. So I went out there a few days early to explore, see some family and friends. And then I joined in on a trip organized by an organization called Haiti Got It. So the founder of Haiti Got It, his name is Gardy Guerriere. And he has this tour company that gives curated tours of Haiti. And he also does curated tours of Cuba, right? So I check into El Rancho Hotel. There's a group of amazing people that are also on this Haiti Got It trip. And this was my introduction to Haiti Got It, Gardy Guerriere, and he was actually also joined by one of his partners, Mr. Fred Larisson, also known as Freddie Boom Boom, who is the CEO of Boom Boom Entertainment. Freddie Boom Boom was actually hosting the trip, so he was responsible for just making sure that all the guests had a good time, they were engaging with one another. And when I tell you, these two guys really played off of one another and made it such an enjoyable trip, I can't say enough about the trip. So Haiti Got It and Boom Boom Entertainment, that partnership was amazing. But the characteristic that I found from Gardy, the CEO of Haiti Got It, was just this guy was really calm and cool under pressure. He was extremely knowledgeable about Haiti, the history of Haiti, and just the culture. So he was able to share a lot of really good information, and he was reliable. So for those of you that watch the news and are familiar with international news, and for those of you that are familiar with Haiti, the week of the 4th of July, Haiti's president announced that they were going to be increasing their gas prices by 40%, right? Increasing the gas prices by 40%. And the announcement that this was happening also took place on the same day that Brazil lost in the World Cup. Now, those of you that know Haiti and know some Haitians, you'll know that Brazil is almost like our impromptu national team. There are so many Haitians that have a really strong passion for the Brazilian national team, and that actually stems from Pelé, because Pelé, when he was popular and he was an active soccer player, he spent some time in Haiti, and he did a lot of things in Haiti. So Haiti and Haitians, they really love Brazil. They support Brazil, and in the World Cup, the Haitians were really supporting Brazil. So this announcement by the president of Haiti that the gas prices were going to go up by 40% was made on the same day that Brazil lost in the World Cup. All right, so you can imagine there was a lot of frustration, anger, fear, anxiety. All of those emotions led to just some political unrest, some people protesting. There were some riots. You know, the news put a lot of images out there. Some, I would say, are actual news. Some might be fake news. But nevertheless, this happened. And this CEO and founder of Haiti Got It, he had over 30 guests in Haiti on a tour that he was leading. And I can't tell you how comfortable I was with this guy leading our tour. All right. My man was calm under pressure. He was following up with the hotels. He was following up with the airlines. He wanted to make sure that we got as much information as possible during this time, because a lot of flights were canceled. You can imagine with gas prices going up, airlines were not really trying to fly to Haiti. If they had to refuel up there, you know, the prices were going up. So there was a lot of uncertainty. And the characteristic that this CEO, Gardy Guerriere, showed during this time while we were out there, of just being informed, calm under pressure, just extremely reliable. Those are some characteristics that as a founder, as a CEO, as a leader, it is important that when you're faced with high pressure situations, that's a characteristic that's extremely important. It's extremely valuable. It's extremely important. And shout out to Gardy Guerriere, because you know, I was on this trip, my first time in Haiti in over 30 years, and I can tell you right now that I would absolutely go back to Haiti. I would absolutely go back on a trip with Haiti Got It, and that was primarily due to Mr. Gardy Guerriere's just coolness under pressure. Beyond that, I mentioned earlier, he's extremely knowledgeable. So we took this tour while still in Pétionville, right? We took this tour at the Pantheon Museum, the Haitian National Pantheon Museum, also known as Mupana, or the La Musée du Pantheon National. So in French, you heard me speaking my French. What you know about that? Sorry. But yeah, so we went to the Haitian National Pantheon Museum, and another leader that we were faced with was our tour guide. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this tour guide that we were exposed to at the Haitian National Pantheon Museum when we come back from break. So that's my snippet or my feeder into my next segment. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'll tell you about this experience at the museum, and I'm going to talk to you about three other leaders or founders that I was exposed to on my amazing trip to Haiti. So stay tuned. As I said, once again, check me out at Rudy Racine on Instagram if you want to see photos or videos. Obviously, I would love for you to also follow the Higher Learners page, which is at Higher Learners. That's at H-I-R-E Learners on Instagram. And when we come back, you'll hear about my experience at the Haitian National Pantheon Museum and some other founders that I was exposed to in Haiti on my trip. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
We are back. This is Rudy Racine on the Higher Learners podcast. And today's episode, as you know, we are talking about my experience, my trip to Haiti after 30 years, over 30 years, my first trip as an adult. So I taught during this show, the theme that I'm following is really just leadership and the leaders that I was able to encounter and that I was exposed to on this trip to Haiti. So in the first segment, I talked to you about one of the street vendors, an entrepreneur by the name of Metilis Jarrell. And then in the second segment, I talked to you about one of the co-founders of the Haitian American Caucus and the founder of a school in Quatibouquet, Haiti. His name is Sam Darguin. He's a future guest. Be on the lookout for that show. And the founder of Haiti Got It, the CEO of Haiti Got It, who basically led a curated tour throughout Pétionville, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and to a resort called the Royal Decameron, which we'll talk about later on in the show. If you're interested in learning more about Haiti Got It, you can find information about them. You can check them out on Instagram as well, at Haiti Got It. So Haiti is spelled H-A-I-T-I-G-O-T-I-T, Haiti Got It. You can also find them on Facebook. Check them out. As I said, the tour was amazing. I would strongly recommend checking out a Haiti Got It tour. You will not be disappointed. All right. So now, while in Pétionville, we went to the Haitian National Pantheon Museum, right? It's located in the heart of downtown Port-au-Prince. And it is across the street from the Negmawon sculpture. You got to Google that. I can't even tell you about it. I would be doing it a disservice if I told you about it. But I encourage you to check it out. Negmawan and the Haitian National Museum, the Haitian National Pantheon Museum. Sorry about that, everyone. All right. So I get to this museum. You can't take pictures in this museum, but our tour guide was beyond amazing. When I tell you, if I can find him and get him to be a guest on this show, I would absolutely do it. He shared so much information, so many stories about the history of Haiti, how Haiti impacted just slavery in general and in different countries, how, you know, obviously Haiti is the first independent black nation. And that revolt against the French is what inspired other countries to seek out their independence as well and revolt against their slave masters. But, you know, once again, I'm by far not the best person to share this story. I know my history, but I can't really educate everybody. I'm not a tour guide. But this tour guide was informed. He was passionate. He was knowledgeable. And what was most important about this guy was he was just genuine. All right. It was like you were talking to an uncle. And that's the characteristic that I want to spotlight in this tour guide. It was just his being so genuine and informed. It made it very easy to connect with him as a tour guide. And it made it such an engaging tour. The tour was engaging. I was there. I felt like I was in school on vacation. But when I talk like school, but interesting school, like things that I wanted to learn about, the subject was just so engaging. He showed us the anchor, the 13-foot-tall rusted anchor from Christopher Columbus's flagship, the Santa Maria. So that's located in this museum. And when you hear this guy tell the stories about Christopher Columbus, you know, some of the Haitian presidents, the kings of Haiti, before we had presidents, before there was a democracy or the government that we have in place right now in Haiti, just hearing him tell the story, it's extremely fascinating. But the characteristic that really made him stand out was his genuineness and his passion about the subject. So we talked about passion earlier when I was talking to you about Sam, but beyond passion and compassion, being genuine and personable, those are some characteristics that any and all leaders should have or effective leaders have, because it allows them to really connect with the people that they're tasked with leading. So in this case, this tour guide, he wasn't our manager, he wasn't our supervisor, but he was tasked with leading us as a group throughout this museum. And his passion and his just genuine nature is what had everyone on the tour engaged. And we actually had people that weren't a part of our tour kind of hopping on, listening to this guy talk about some of the historical artifacts located in this museum. So I wanted to shout him out. I wish I had his name. I don't. I tried to get it. If I get it while airing the show, I will share his name. Actually, you know what? I do have his name. His name was Reynald. Reynald is the tour guide that did the tour at the National Museum, the Haitian National Pantheon Museum, located in downtown Port-au-Prince. So if you go out there, see if you can get Reynald as your tour guide. All right, so we're going to move on. So I talked to you about the tour guide. I talked to you about the entrepreneur. I talked to you about Gardy from Haiti Got It. I talked to you about Sam Darguin from Haitian American Caucus. The next entrepreneur that I'm going to talk to you about is a young lady by the name of Daphne Boutin. Daphne Boutin. Boutin is spelled B-O-U-T-I-N. Daphne is spelled D-A-P-H-N-E-Y. So Daphne was the photographer on our trip. So Haiti Got It hired Daphne's company to take photos of the trip. And the thing about Daphne that stood out to me is she was always present and her attitude was always positive. Now, even in times where, you know, obviously there was that political unrest, we're staying at a hotel, we don't know if we can get home, a lot of flights are canceled. Listen, Daphne was there for business, but she was the photographer and she was extremely positive from start to finish. She made it very easy to make lemonade with the lemons that we were given. So I wanted to shout Daphne out and highlight just the attitude. So as a leader, attitude is so important, especially in times of adversity. All right. Daphne was positive at all times. She was present. She took some great photos of the trip. And I encourage you to check out her Instagram, because her photos are probably much better than the photos on my Instagram. And later on in the show, I will share with you her Instagram. Actually, I'll share it with you right now. It is at by Daphne. That's BYDAPHNEY. Or you can check out at Daphne Boutin Photography, which is, as I said again, at DAPHNEYBOUTIN Photography. Check that out. Check out some of the pictures she took. I wanted to shout out Daphne because as an entrepreneur, as a founder of her own business, I think it's important that, you know, as someone that is providing a service to others, customer service is obviously pertinent. It's very important. And Daphne excelled in that. And she was just extremely positive throughout. And I had to just recognize that because it's a characteristic that most leaders need to demonstrate. And she made it an amazing trip because of the photos that she took. So be on the lookout for Daphne. All right. So we talked about Daphne. I got two more leaders to shout out and to talk about from this trip. So as I mentioned earlier, I started out in Port-au-Prince. You know, I flew into the airport, went to the Best Western Hotel, amazing service. I went to the El Rancho Hotel Resort, also in Port-au-Prince or Pétionville, Haiti, which is beautiful. You'll see photos on my Instagram if you check it out. And then, so this is now Friday the 5th of July, I think, maybe the 4th. No, Friday the 6th of July. We took a trip to the Royal Decameron Hotel, which is located on the coast of Haiti, the Royal Decameron Hotel. So this is actually where, this is around the time where the president made this announcement, and we were actually stuck at the Royal Decameron Hotel. And the reason I want to share this story is because the general manager of the Royal Decameron Hotel, his name is Fernando. And when I tell you about just great leadership and passion and work ethic, Fernando is a great example to share. So let me tell you a little bit about what happened. So once again, the president of Haiti decides that gas prices are going up by 40%. Brazil, the Haitian, the team that many Haitians were supporting, they lose in the World Cup. There's a lot of political unrest in the country. People are upset. Flights get canceled. The U.S. Embassy sends out an announcement telling guests to stay at their hotel. Do not leave their hotel. Do not leave where they are, because people are protesting. There are road blockages. And it isn't safe to go from your hotel to the airport. Now, the Royal Decameron Hotel at this time is about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from the Port-au-Prince Airport. So now I'm at this resort. You know, let me tell you that there's worse places to be stuck when you're stuck in a country. I was living the life. I was sitting on the beach eating lobster every day, all-inclusive hotel. It was beautiful. But there was that little unsettling feeling like, you know, today's Sunday. I'm supposed to be flying out. And I think my flight's going to get canceled, right? Lo and behold, my flight gets canceled. All flights are canceled from American Airlines and JetBlue. So the Royal Decameron Hotel, they let us stay there at a reduced rate Sunday night. And on Monday morning, I get a phone call. Monday morning, 8 a.m., I get a phone call. And the phone call is from Gardi Guerriere, the CEO of Haiti Got It. And he calls me downstairs. He's like, I need you in the lobby right away. I come downstairs and Gardi tells me, he's like, listen, the GM of the Hotel Decameron, the Royal Decameron Resort is about to make an announcement to all 700 guests about the political unrest going on in the country. And I'm a little nervous about this this announcement. I want to make sure that, you know, since I have about 30 people staying at this hotel, I want to make sure that the announcement goes on without a hitch. I know you're a leadership coach. I want you to sit down with them. Can you sit down with them? So I'm like, sure. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you the outcome of that conversation and how it went and the qualities that I felt that Fernando demonstrated during that announcement and just during the ordeal that we were faced with when we were, you know, we were unable to leave his hotel. All right, so stay tuned, and when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about these characteristics of the GM of the hotel, the Royal Decameron Resort, and we'll wrap up, and I'll do a recap. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thanks.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
We are back on the Higher Learners Podcast with Rudy Racine. Thank you so much for tuning in. On this episode, we are talking about my recent trip to Haiti. As I stated early on in the show, this is my first time in Haiti as an adult. I haven't been there in over 30 years. So I can say that it was an experience, to say the least. So in this episode, we've talked about some of the amazing people that I interacted with. And the theme is really leadership and the characteristics that many of these leaders demonstrated, and how some of these characteristics are important for any and all leaders to be able to demonstrate. Excuse me. So I left off talking about the GM of the Royal Decameron Resort located on the coast of Haiti. And, you know, this was a gentleman that was tasked with announcing to his over 700 guests that there was a political unrest in Haiti, that the roads were not safe, that they were not recommended to leave the resort, and there was no timetable on when when there would be a resolution. So this guy was extremely stressed out, and Gardi Guerriere, the CEO of Haiti Got It, who had, you know, he was vested because he had over 30 guests staying at this resort. He wanted to make sure that the GM of the hotel was prepared to announce this message. So he called me to kind of meet with the GM before he made this announcement and just to do some coaching. And I'm not going to go into detail into what we discussed during the sessions, but I want to really focus on the characteristics that this GM demonstrated during the trip and during our meeting. This guy, Fernando, the GM of the Royal Decameron Resort, showed an amazing work ethic and a commitment not only to his customers, but also to his team. You know, when I met with him, he was a little antsy. He was a little on edge. He was shaky. And I was like, dude, you know, when you get out there, I need you to be, you know, I need you to make sure that you're not shaky. You got to be confident. You need to present a calm, cool demeanor. And he said, I completely understand. And this is the only piece of the meeting I'll share with you. The reason I'm sharing it with you is because he tells me, he says, listen, I've been up for 3 days. I have not slept. I really just want to make sure that my team is safe and my guests are safe. All right. And I was blown away. Right. This guy was on the phone nonstop and he was doing everything he could because he was committed to his team. He told me he had some of his team members stay in some of the hotel rooms, so that they were well rested and they were able to give good customer service to the residents or the guests, I mean, at the Royal Decameron Resort. And the guy wasn't sleeping. He was on edge because he drank so much coffee. And I was just extremely impressed with his response. So that leadership characteristic that I want to highlight from Fernando, the GM of the Royal Decameron Resort, was just his commitment to the mission. The mission being serving his guests and making sure that they are safe and comfortable at all times. His commitment to his team and the staff that really trust in him to lead them and guide them. And just that work ethic and that willingness to go the extra mile. So many leaders these days have high expectations for their team, but oftentimes their team don't really have faith in their ability to lead, right? So you have leaders that tell people they want them to work hard, but they're kind of laxing and chilling and relaxing. But this Fernando, this GM was not that kind of leader. He was a leader that was all in. He was ready to roll up his sleeves. He was in the thick of things with his team. And I can't help but commend him and just his approach to making this announcement. So fast forward, I'll share with you. He made the announcement. It went off very well. He actually got a round of applause from the hotel guests. And afterwards, he told me, he was like, can we meet again tomorrow? Because he really wanted to make sure that he was prepared to roll out this update to his hotel guests. But also, the priority for him was just safety and comfort for his guests. You think about that as a if you're a business owner, if you're a leader, how much do you put into the satisfaction of your customers? How far are you willing to go? This guy did not sleep for 3 days. So I wanted to make sure I shouted Fernando out on this episode and really highlighted some of the leadership characteristics that he displayed when I was at his resort, when I was at the Royal Decameron Resort in Haiti. So You know, if you're ever planning on going to Haiti, I strongly recommend checking out this resort. Obviously, if you go on a Haiti Got It trip, that's one of the places that they visit. So check it out. And I mean, that's it. Those are the leaders. And you know, I shouted out or mentioned Fred Lerisson or Freddie Boom Boom, the founder and CEO of Boom Boom Entertainment. As I said, he was the host of the trip. He hosted each of the parties and every trip that we took as guests, Boom Boom was there to kind of make sure everybody was comfortable. And, you know, he's actually my relative. He's my cousin. So I didn't want to spend too much time talking about him because I would be biased. But he did an awesome job as well. So just to recap some of the leaders and the leadership characteristics that we discussed on this episode of the Higher Learners podcast and, you know, the characteristics and the people that I was privy to meeting with while in Haiti. I'm going to go through them again. So I met with Metelus. Metelus was the street vendor, the entrepreneur. He was extremely persistent. He was not afraid of no. And that goes a long way. For those of you that are leaders with your teams, for those of you that are entrepreneurs, listen, failure is information, man. Failure is information. You can look at it as failure and you can get dejected, or you can use the information that you gather from that setback and take a different approach. And this street vendor, this art vendor, he invited me to come take a look on my first day. I didn't come out. He didn't let that set him back. He came to me the next day. He was able to get me to come by. And as a result, he sold 7 paintings and made over $350. So that's just a lesson in persistence and not being afraid to say no, or not being afraid of the word no. The next leader we talked about was Sam Darguin, who was one of the co-founders of the Haitian American Caucus. The characteristics that he displayed were just passion, compassion, and a willingness to do more for others than for himself. So you know, a lot of people are afraid of karma, right? And I like to say that karma is only bad when you do bad things. When you do good things, karma is amazing. And when I tell you that Sam has some amazing karma coming his way because of the amazing things he's doing for those kids in Quatebuque, Haiti, with the school they're opening in Quatebuque, you know, shout out to Sam. And as a leader, you always want to demonstrate that passion, compassion for your for the people that you're tasked with serving, and just demonstrate a willingness to do more for others than for yourself. Because oftentimes when you do do that, you get amazing things that come back to you. That karma is real and that karma is amazing. So we talked about Sam. We talked about Reynald, who was the tour guide at the Haitian National Pantheon Museum. He was just extremely informed. He was knowledgeable, but most importantly, he was genuine. As a leader, think about your team and think about how genuine you are when you give your team compliments or when you just have conversations with your team, right? It's very easy to spot a phony leader. So you want to make sure that when you are leading a team of individuals, when you are tasked with having individuals that are meant to follow you, be genuine with them, be yourself. But you know, if you're going to tell them something good, you want to be genuine because that allows you to connect and get them to be a little bit more engaged. Next person we talked about was Gardy Guerriere, the CEO and founder of Haiti Got It. He was extremely reliable. And most importantly, he was calm under pressure. Your team, when you are in pressure, high pressure situations, your team is going to look to you for that leadership. And if you start panicking, that panic is going to spread. So a leader is someone that is calm under pressure. So that's a characteristic you definitely want to show. Next up was Miss Daphne Boutin of Daphne Boutin Photography. She was just always present and positive. Her attitude was amazing. And it was contagious. And as a leader, that positive energy, as I said, it's contagious. Your team will feed off of your energy. And oftentimes when you're faced with an employee or a team member that has negative energy, you'll never get them to convert to being positive if you approach them negatively, right? So the characteristic that Daphne showcased was just that positive energy at all times and the ability and willingness to turn lemonade at all times. So shout out to Daphne. And last but certainly not least, we had Fernando, the GM of the Royal Decameron Resort. And he was just committed to the mission. He was focused on his team. He was focused on his customers and the well-being of the people that, you know, relied on him to lead. And his work ethic was second to none. So obviously, you know, those characteristics mean a great deal. So that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you guys. I hope you enjoyed my recap of my Haiti trip. And I encourage you all to take a trip to Haiti. Check out Haiti Got It. Or I'm sure there are other tour companies. If you're not comfortable with Haiti Got It, even though I strongly recommend it, check out a trip to Haiti because it's an amazing, beautiful country. The people are awesome. They're friendly. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from Haiti. Or my family's from Haiti, but I was really just blown away by the people and the culture and the experience and the history. So with that, my friends, I bid you adieu. I want to say thank you so much for your time and your attention. If you made it to the end of the show, I love you. You are the best. And please, if you want to, please share this episode with others. And once again, check me out on Instagram. You can see pictures and video from my trip to Haiti on my Instagram at Rudy Racine. You'll also see some photos at Haiti Got It. You can check out at Daphne Boutin Photography for more photos and just support some of these businesses and entrepreneurs that I mentioned because I think they were all awesome. So thanks again for your time and your attention. Have a great day and I'm out. Peace.
You've been listening to the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, defining success and putting minds to work with Rudy Racine. Rudy will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. To learn more, tune in every first and third Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. To download this podcast and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.